Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. On Tuesday, the Sheriff's Office's community response team, assisted by the Drug Task Force, served a search warrant at a residence at 81 Fur Loop Court in Carlotta. While at the residence, deputies located approximately 125 pounds of marijuana, 1,213 growing marijuana plants, 4 rifles, steroids, $9,600 in cash, packaging materials, a scale, and evidence to indicate the sale of marijuana. Deputies arrested 37-year-old Gregory Stevens and 22-year-old Benjamin Rose at the scene. While deputies were at the residence, 23-year-old Alan Costa arrived, refused to cooperate with police, and was arrested for interfering with an officer. All three were booked into county jail. Deputies also spotted a large greenhouse at the residence next door, which they could tell contained marijuana. After obtaining a search warrant, deputies located 1,011 growing marijuana plants, 5 pounds of marijuana, 2 hash extraction tubes, a pound of hash, butane bottles, hash oil, and a hand grenade. The bomb squad was called and rendered the grenade safe. Deputies arrested 29-year-old Thomas Meal at the scene and booked him into county jail on $500,000 bail. North Coast Assembly member Wes Chesbro administered the oath of office to the newest member of the State Fish and Game Commission, Jacqueline Hostler Carmison, on the Assembly floor on Tuesday, following her appointment to the position by Governor Jerry Brown. Hostler Carmison, who has served as the Chief Executive Officer at Cherry Heights Casino since 2010, was also appointed by President Obama to serve as one of 3 tribal representatives on the National Ocean Council in 2011. Bro said in a statement, and I quote, "Jackie's background and tireless work on behalf of North Coast Fisheries makes her extremely qualified to sit on the Fish and Game Commission. Jackie will make an excellent addition to the commission. She has earned it." End quote. On Tuesday, near Laytonville, 2 security guards working for a private timber company with lands along Branscombe Road detained 2 men who were seen walking away from a suspected marijuana grow located on timber company property. Deputies were called to the scene after one man, 26-year-old Richard Geiger, a convicted felon, was found in possession of a loaded .38 caliber handgun. Deputies arrested Geiger along with his companion, 50-year-old Martin Scott, also a convicted felon, after a search of their vehicle and their backpacks turned up methamphetamine and other banned items. Both men were booked into Mendocino County Jail. On Tuesday, Crescent City CHP officers responded to a traffic collision on US 199 in the Crescent City area. 85-year-old Monterey resident William Surman was riding his bicycle northbound when 63-year-old Gaskey resident Ted Ruggles approached Surman from the rear in his truck. Surman crossed the road directly in front of Ruggles' vehicle, and Ruggles struck Surman, knocking him from his bicycle. Surman was transported to Sutter Coast Hospital and was treated for minor injuries. Ruggles did not sustain any injuries as a result of the collision. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai. And we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's been nearly a month since the bodies of 34-year-old Sandy Miller, 8-year-old Shelby Miller, and 5-year-old Shasta Miller were found in their residence in Shingletown in Shasta County. The search for the man suspected of killing the 3, Shane Miller, has extended from Shasta County to southern Humboldt, but investigators have made little headway since Miller's truck was found at the mouth of the Mattole River last month. The lead investigator on the case, Shasta County Detective Logan Stonehouse, had little in the way of new information regarding the search and the investigation.
We're still trying to get any tips or information regarding the whereabouts of Shane Miller. So anybody with information regarding his whereabouts or anything regarding the case, we encourage to call the Shasta County Sheriff's Office.
Miller is originally from southern Humboldt, and it's hoped that if he does show up in Humboldt County, he will be recognized.
Shane is very well known over in Humboldt and in our county as well at this time. So I think if he does pop up somewhere, you know, hopefully we get someone that recognizes him and calls that in.
Miller is considered armed and dangerous and is also familiar with the southern Humboldt region. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.